George needs oxygen to help him breathe at night. His mum Gemma and stepdad Sean support him in every way they can. They've seen their electricity bills treble in recent months and have no way of cutting costs when it comes to life-saving equipment.
Our major concern is like the energy bills because of, you know, electricity's gone up so much, and we have quite a bit of equipment within at home for him. So that is always a worry for me. And it's always like every month you think, how are you going to make ends meet? You know, you cut back and you cut back and you cut back. You know, we both work full time. Electricity, obviously for us, it's a lifeline. It is, you know, it is George's lifeline. You know, without his oxygen in the evening, you know, he's going to become really poorly.
Gemma has been helped by the Family Fund, a national charity. It's now providing assistance to thousands more families in the UK than it used to, and says conditions for families with disabled or seriously ill children are deteriorating.
Gemma and George's story is far from unique. Energy prices have been rising here for months, and inflation is at a more than 40-year high. And it is the most vulnerable in British society who are being hardest hit.
And there are worries that as the government tries to balance its books, cuts could be made to vital services. Sharni Danda is an entrepreneur and a leading disability specialist.
Pre-pandemic, we knew that disabled people face unavoidable extra costs of nearly $700 per month. This is after we've paid for our housing costs, whether that be your mortgage or your rent. You know, it's a lot of money for people to have to find. So now we're in this post-pandemic world and in a cost of living crisis. I will put money on the fact that that cost now has really gone a lot higher. We need the government to really stick to the commitments that they made to uprate benefits in line with inflation and to give us more cost of living payment support.
A UK government spokesperson told us financial help is being made available, and in a statement said, we know disabled people face additional costs and this government is taking decisive action to protect the most vulnerable in our society. The government does face tough choices in the coming months, and so do the families who will continue to care, whatever the cost. Emma Hayward, Al Jazeera, in London.